mitzvahs and siyums and weddings and all these questions, waiterings, kiddushes, Hanukkah parties, concerts. Okay, so the first thing we have to start off with is an interesting question, a very fundamental question, which is there an iser of simcha? Is that pshat in the iser? Or no, there's no iser of simcha. There's a din in going to a base mishtaus. Right? If you look at the Gemara Moed Katan, Chavavam and base, it says, Amar of Papa, Tana Bevel Rabasi, sorry, wrong place. It's looking at the bases for the first din. Perka Chaf base, Chadav Chaf base in the base. I'll call a mesim nechnas the base of Simcha Lachash Hashem Yom, I'll have Vimau Lachash Nemasar Chodesh. In other words, there's an iser to go to base of Simcha. There's no iser of Simcha. How could you not be happy for 12 months? So, if we start off in the beginning, Sif Aleph, and you see this both in the Tur and in Shulchan Aruch, it says a very fascinating thing. We'll read the Tur first. Avel aser b'simcha kol shloshim yom. Afilu tinok ein olikach b'cheiko, shama mitoch kach yavali de schok. We use that dafka b'toch shiva. So the Torah surely holds as an iser of simcha, as he says. Avel aser b'simcha kol shloshim. That idea doesn't explicitly appear anywhere in the Gemara. And then he says, even how far does this go? At least toch shiva. Even though the iser simcha is for shloshim, for other krovim, yud beis chodesh for a parent, but it's true in a more extreme way for the shiva. So he can't even put a baby on his lap. And the Mechaber says this even more powerfully. Avel aser b'simcha lefikach lo yikach tinok b'cheiko kol shiva shama yavo lidei schok. Right? How? It's an iser simcha. Ad kedei kach that during shiva can't even put a baby on your lap. Now, this idea, when you look at the Gemara, is very, very perplexing. Because if you look at the Gemara gives a totally different reason for that halacha of not putting the baby on the lap. Chav avam beis, it says like this, Amar Papa, Tana bevel rabasi, avali aniach tinok besol cheiko, mipnei shmeviyu lidei schok, fenimtza mizgana ala brios. Gemara sounds like this has nothing to do with simcha whatsoever. If you put the baby on your lap, and you start going, kuchi kuchi ku, and you start laughing and the like, which happens inevitably when you put babies on your lap. So then, nimtzim is gan ala brios. It looks inappropriate for the avel. What's this avel doing, joking around? In fact, the Gemara doesn't say it's an iser. Turek said it was an iser. The Gemara says, lo yaniach. I would have read the Gemara maybe as advice, right? But even if it's not just advice, it's aser. But the iser is shlo yizgana ala brios. Now, the Tur gets this a little bit from the Rambam, but it's not as problematic in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Im b'sheila shalom nasar ha'avel kavacholmer shu aser laharbos dvarim v'lischaik. Shenamar dom, lo yochas tinok biyado, shelo yevienu lidei schoik. See, in a sense, this din of tinok could be understood in one of three ways. The way I would have read the Gemara is, it's simply nimtzim is gana leinei abrios, either as an eitza or even as an iser. The Rambam says it's bechlal haneg dom, which says you shouldn't have schoik. In other words, and then the Tur says it's bechlal simcha. And not only that, but by saying it's bechlal simcha, he's created a whole concept of simcha, right? Which doesn't exist, because like we said, why do you think the Tur starts off with this halacha, right? You should start off with the clear-cut cases of simcha, And then get to this interesting application of simcha, because he sees it as an application. The answer is, because this, the Torah understands, defines the Isser. The Isser is simcha. It's most severe during the Shiva. So during the Shiva, ad kedei kach, you can't even put the baby on your lap. Avel is the opposite of simcha. And then, okay, during Shloshim, we're not that machmir, but it's still Isser v'simcha, so you can't go to a Beis Mishdos. In other words, it's not that there's an Isser to go to Beis Mishdos. There's an Isser of simcha, and an application is Isser l'kanes l'Beis Mishdos. Why? It's going to make you a simcha. But that's simply an application. So he starts off with a halacha that expresses the Isser simcha in its most basic form, which is not taking a baby on the lap. Okay, that's only Shiva, but it reflects this chiddush, and this chiddush is not at all clear from the Gemara. Could have denied it from the Gemara. You could have said, it's usher, you read the Gemara, it's usher to look like you're besimcha. And you could have even said, that's why Beis Mishdos is usher. You know, am I allowed to go to a Beis Mishdos? I'm going to mamish be sad. It's a bracha. And then go, social obligation. No, we say you shouldn't do that because it doesn't look right. You could have read the Gemara that way. And you could have even said, that's Tinoch also, it doesn't look right. So the Torah is taking the exact opposite approach. Also the Shulchan Aruch, right? This is Lefika. He's saying, fundamentally, there's an Isser Simcha. It, most intense during Shiva, a little less intense during Shloshim, and for parents you had Beis Chodesh. And if you look at it that way, there'll be other applications. For example, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from Achronim, you can't say Psukei Simcha. When the Avel makes Havdalah during Shiva, you shouldn't say Hinei Kel Yeshuasi. Why not? It's not Bechlal the Isser of Talmud Torah, because that would be Seder Ayom. What's the pshat? We don't think about this. Maybe if you sing Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, you'll appreciate it. Right? The idea of Psukei Simcha is because they're supposed to make you B'Simcha. So Mamela, you can't say it when you're an Avel, because it's an Isser Simcha. Right? Now if you look at the Gra, I'm not sure this is what he means, but I think it could be he's arguing with this point. The Gra writes on Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, Aser, Chav Beis Amid Beis. Now there's the Isser is what we say on Chav Beis Amid Beis, which is the Isser Likanis L'Beis HaMishtos, Ukimo Shekasav B'Siv Beis, right? As it says in Siv Beis, meaning to say, there is, the Din is Aser Likanis L'Beis HaMishtos. That's the Isser. There's no Isser Simcha, and don't bring me the raya from putting the baby on your lap, because that has nothing to do with this. It's a totally different din. So already, Sif Aleph gives a bombshell in terms of understanding the Gader, and we'll see that there could be a number of interesting nafkaminas in terms of how to understand this Isser. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll do all of Simon Shin Sadi Aleph, maybe more, maybe not. Okay, have a good day.